On this Ash Wednesday, we begin with a sermon series for Lent here at Calvary. This Lent, we are following the way of love, a rule of life, following seven disciplines as set forth by our presiding bishop, Michael Curry. Today, this first day, we are focusing on the word turn. Turn. That's a perfect word for this day. A day to set aside for us to stop for a little while, to get quiet, to settle in for a few weeks of Lenten observation. The whole 6 weeks of Lent are a gift of time for us if we choose to accept it. A gift, a time to claim the priority of our relationship with the divine and to set aside some time every day to turn toward God through so many ways, whatever is the best way that works for you. From beginning your day with prayer and meditation to maybe attending an extra worship service each week or taking the time to read a special book without interruption. Maybe all you feel you can squeeze out of a day is 20 minutes of a short lunch break to be alone, to open your heart and your mind to your God who is turning toward you always. Some people, of course, take on disciplines of fasting, confession, prayer, the study of Scripture, as our liturgy will call us to do in a minute. People give up chocolate or alcohol. Social media is the new thing to give up. Some people give up using certain words for 6 weeks. Years ago, I asked a group of children what they were going to give up for Lent, and one seven-year-old offered that she was giving up crackers for Lent. Since I love crackers, I got that sacrifice. You can give something up, you can take something on, but the point is, whatever you do is to take hold of this gift of time and become God's partner in uncovering that God loves you and is reaching for you always. To become God's partner and seeing what it means to reach for God too. And to, yes, turn. Turn away from what needs to be let go of and turn towards something new. Turn toward your joy and your passion and turn away from the things that are binding you, the things that no longer give life. Turn toward gratefulness and turn away from complaining or always focusing on the negative. Turn away from the tendency to flood social media with criticism and judgment and turn toward somebody who is craving your attention, your open ears, and your compassion. Turn away from a grudge and turn toward a relationship that needs mending. Turn away from outside voices telling you how to live your life and turn inwards, listening to your own voice and wondering what it is telling you about God's call to become the person that God has created you to be. I think Lent can be complicated if we let it. It can be confusing. There are so many ways we're invited to live a holy Lent. There is this beautiful liturgy. There are so many books that we can buy that are full of meditations and day by day and advice and ideas of things we could do. We have a few here at Calvary out in the vestibule in the narthex. We have meditation books from Episcopal Relief and Development, which are free for you to pick up if you would like today. But living a holy Lent is not about getting it right. It's not about success. It's not about competition or a gold star. Who is the best at giving up the most? It's about grabbing hold again of this precious time and discovering what works best for you and for God. Because you will fail and we will fall, and God and this community will be there to pick us up. For God loves us in our wondering, in our stumbling, in our failures, and in our successes. God loves our ashy faces, our ashiness, our honest attempts that we make today to acknowledge our mortality and to vow to live a life of right relationship and love. Turn. Turn. What does the word turn mean in your rule of life? Or do you have a rule of life? Have you ever thought about having a rule of life? Or maybe you have one, you're just not aware that it's what is guiding you. Maybe you do have a rule that you live by every day. I commend you in any of those categories, either knowing that you have a rule of life and trying to stick to it, or considering what it might mean to live that way. Perhaps we could all practice today, starting with the rule of turn as we embark on this Lenten journey. Just turn. As a gardener, I always plant sunflower seeds every year. That is part of my rule of life that calls me to hope. Gardening is all about hope anyway, right? Hope and faith. Every year, it's the same thing. Right when I decide that none of the sunflower seeds that I've planted will germinate, and I've kind of actually forgotten where I put them, and I've almost given up that hope that I cling to, the green shoots and the leaves emerge from the soil and start their journey of growth. And if it all works right, by late summer, I will have 8 or 9 foot sunflower plants weaving and bobbing above the squash and the tomatoes. I love those sunflowers. They give so much to God's creation. Their playful beauty, the seeds for birds, and above all, their yearning for the sun. As soon as the sun rises, they turn to seek that life-giving light, and then they turn throughout the whole day, their open petals following the sun's path until it sets, and then their petals close in and they rest. Whatever you decide to do with this precious time of Lent, I invite you to turn, to follow God, to turn like the sunflower turns to follow the sun, to turn away from all that is not of God, and to move your face toward the source of all love and light, the source of grace and mercy, the source of life. In a time of silence, let us pray.